And it's another week. This is Andrew Wood with Hope Resource Center. Glad to be here. Last week I was out and Lou Ann and Nina stepped in and brought the comedy. So we're gonna get back to, we always love it when they come in and they're able to do that. And I think last week's show was amazing, but I am glad to be back with you today. Last week I had to go and speak at the Tennessee Right to Life meeting, so glad to have a part of that and have a hand in that. So certainly thankful for Tennessee Right to Life, the Knoxville chapter here in Knoxville. Today what I want to do is talk about Hope Resource Center. So we're going to answer a few questions. We're going to answer why hope. We're going to answer what is our motivation. And then we're going to answer the question, why do we offer parenting classes? And then we're going to end with why a banquet and why do we fundraise at Hope Resource Center? So that is what the focus is today. So what I want to do is just get into that real quick as we look at why hope. So why is hope even open in Knoxville? Why do we open our doors back in 1997? So I was recently asked in an interview about Knoxville's need for a place like Hope. The question went something like this: aren't abortion numbers on the decline? If so, why is Hope needed? This question wasn't meant to be a shot at me or at Hope. I actually think the interviewer knew the answer and simply wanted to give me an opportunity to tell his thousands of listeners, because it was a radio interview, about the amazing work going on right in their backyard for life. And of course, I'm always prepared to do that. I appreciated the question so much that I thought I would share my answer with you today. I want the world to know what type of impact Hope, with your help, is having on this community. Now, I can answer this question a number of different ways. I could take you back to 1997 when Hope opened its doors. I could talk to you about the more than 20,000 appointments we have seen in just over 19 years. I could discuss the hundreds of baby showers we have thrown or the amount of time that has been spent in mentoring sessions. I could do that, and maybe I will one day in a much larger a larger post or conversation or a book maybe one day. But today I wish to look at the past couple of weeks at Hope, as I believe these past few weeks provide a great snapshot of the 19-year story of Hope Resource Center. The past couple of weeks at Hope have been amazing, overwhelming, encouraging, and exhausting. We've seen double-digit appointments each day, thrown 10 baby showers, scheduled 24 patients for parenting class, and served 6 patients who found their way to Hope after visiting a local abortion clinic. Now, that sounds like a lot for just 2 weeks of work because, well, it is. We anticipated an influx in patients after spring break, but we never really know truly what that influx will look like or involve. Not knowing, however, does not concern me because I believe fully in our staff and medical personnel at Hope Resource Center. They are well-equipped, loving, caring, and eager to serve everyone that walks in our doors. What does double-digit appointments actually mean, though? This means we are booked solid every hour of the day and at times double booked. This means every room available in the building is being used. This doesn't even factor in the possible walk-ins that find their way to Hope. We will always see a walk-in for a pregnancy test. We know that we are stretched for time, space, and staff, but that doesn't change the fact that a patient, a member of our community, is in need. Double-digit appointments also mean that our staff is constantly in action. Action and has them diving deep with each patient, seeking to hear their story and serve their needs. We know a full schedule is ahead, but the patient will always feel like they are the only one in the building. We want them to know that their care is a priority, is priority one when they are with our staff. And I am proud to say that this type of work and attention is offered day in and day out. Now, I could go on and ad nauseum celebrating our staff and their abilities, but I would rather transition now to another piece of Hope's puzzle, a piece that you help with constantly. We had the absolute fortune to throw 10 baby showers a couple weeks ago. Yeah, 10 showers in one day. These showers bless families with car seats, diaper bags, diapers, clothes, bathtubs, pack-and-plays, and strollers. Hope is fully medical, but we will never neglect the needs of our patients after their baby arrives. We are truly in awe and honored that God would allow us to take part in this type of service to a community we love. Shower day is always exhausting, but participating in these are some of the most rewarding parts of the job. These showers are provided for those that participate in our parenting classes that we're going to talk about here in a little while. We love offering these classes, and we're blessed to meet with 24 patients over the past week to get them scheduled for the newest round of classes. We are proud that we can serve our patients at a holistic level. We serve their mind, body, and spirit. This is why parenting class is part of our mission. We want our patients to understand the amazing opportunity they have to be a parent. We desire for them to be the parent God has called them to be. We understand pregnancy can be scary, and we want to help ease their concerns as they await the arrival of their baby. And these classes wouldn't be possible without your support. Much of the work at Hope is uplifting and refreshing, but we must never lose sight of the heaviness our patients are facing on a daily basis. These past 2 weeks, we have seen 6 patients visit Hope after visiting an abortion clinic. These patients were in a vulnerable state seeking assistance, but the abortion clinic wanted their money, didn't see their intrinsic value, and only wished to get them in and out as quickly as possible. These patients' experience at Hope could not have been more different. Here they were met with love. We didn't care about their financial situation. We simply wanted to help where help was needed. In fact, one patient told us she had always received her care from Planned Parenthood, but never again. She felt valued, loved, and dignified at Hope, things she never felt at Planned Parenthood. Now, I could continue my answer to the aforementioned question, but I think you get the point. Hope was needed in 1997 and is needed now. We are meeting a need in this community that cannot be met by abortion clinics or the government. We saw 36 patients in the first 3 days of last week. There are many days where Hope staff goes home exhausted, both mentally and physically, but we wouldn't have it any other way. We've been called to this work, and we will serve alongside of you as long as the good Lord allows us to. Thanks for standing and seeking to impact this community for life. So I think it's important to note that during that time at Hope Resource Center, where we saw such an influx of patients, we saw many that came through. Many that came through that first visited an abortion clinic. Now, why is that important? Why do I even share that information? Well, I share that information because every single one of those patients that went to an abortion clinic first. Now, in Knoxville, there's 2 different abortion clinics, so some of them went to one, some of them went to the other, but regardless, their experience at those places were all the same. They were treated rudely. They were looked at as a number. They were told, well, we can't really do anything until you pay us. So then they find their way to Hope Resource Center, where we don't charge a dime. We don't ask. We don't really care if they have insurance or if they're looking to get insurance. Now, we want to help them find that insurance if they're pregnant. But we're not going to receive any funds for that at Hope Resource Center. We're just going to serve them. So everyone that walked into the door was treated well. And notice the one that I mentioned, the one that came in and said, I've always gotten my services provided at Planned Parenthood, but that ends today. That was their words. That ends today. Why? Because they were treated well and loved well and served well at Hope Resource Center. And I think that's important to note. Hope Resource Center is offering a service that other places offer. We just offer it at a different level. We offer it with love and kindness. And you know that one of those patients, now listen to this, one of those patients that came after visiting an abortion clinic, you know how they found their way to Hope Resource Center? Someone at the abortion clinic said, you should go to Hope. Now think about that. Because I can assure you that is not, the person that is working at that abortion clinic was not told, hey, you should refer people to Hope Resource Center. But somehow, some way, this employee of an abortion clinic heard about Hope Resource Center and for whatever reason referred a patient to us. And we thank that. We thank them for that. We want to see more of that. Send more patients to us. We want to take care of them. But what I tell you all that to say that something is happening. There is a lot of stuff going on. You know, God is certainly involved in this as we are seeing a lot more patients, but not just patients, but patients that first go to an abortion clinic. And then because of that experience, they find their way to Hope Resource Center. And so when I get the question, why Hope? Or why do we even need you in Knoxville? You know, I could simply answer that by saying, well, there are 2 abortion clinics and we want to offer an alternative. But it's even more than that. Because if there wasn't an abortion clinic here, we would still want to be here to help and serve this community, because folks, there's people in need, and we want to help meet that need. So why hope? I guess my answer to that would be a question back. Well, why not? You know, if anything, we're saving the state money, we're saving the county money, we're saving the city money. We're taking care of folks that are in need, and we're not getting any money from the state. We're not getting any money from the federal government. We're taking care of all of that. And we're offering a service at a very high level. And so we're going above and beyond what we've been called to do. We're offering a service that is needed. And so we're happy to open our doors at Hope Resource Center. And that is why Hope. I mean, that is why we are there. Just yesterday, we had a patient come in, and our staff sat with her until on after we closed our doors. Why? Because she was hurting and she was in need. And she was facing an unplanned pregnancy, and she didn't know what she was going to do. She didn't know what the answer was. She didn't know what choice she was going to make. So what are we supposed to say? Well, since you don't really know your choice, we close our doors at 5, you need to get out of here. No. Our staff sat with her and cried with her and had a conversation with her about what she was going through and what she was facing. And then there will be follow-up with her. So that is why we do what we do. That is why we open our doors every day. It's because, you know, to be honest, we never know what's going to come through. What story is going to come through? Is it that mom that is facing an unplanned pregnancy and really just has no idea what she can do and what she needs to do? Or is it a husband and wife that's been trying for years and years to get pregnant, and finally they get pregnant? Or is it a boyfriend and girlfriend that are finding themselves with an unplanned pregnancy? Is it a college student? Is it a homeless person? There's so many folks that come in the doors at Hope Resource Center, and the point is, regardless of their background, regardless of their situation, all of them are going to be treated with the utmost respect, with tons of love and tons of care, because that's what we've been called to do. And so we're going to love them and serve them well as we do that. So when we get back, we're going to ask the question and answer the question, what is our motivation at Hope Resource Center? We'll be back in a sec.
From the head to the heart, take me on a journey, let me go.
Hey, we're back. This is Andrew Wood, Executive Director of Hope Resource Center. So glad you're listening today. Today what we're doing is answering some questions about Hope Resource Center. So we spent the first segment talking about why hope. And what I did was I kind of recapped an interview that I had a few weeks ago about Hope Resource Center. Right now what I want to do is look at what is our motivation. Or another way to look at this is, why do we spend the time, why do we spend the time training and doing the different things we do at Hope Resource Center? So last week and this week, we have been training our medical professionals at Hope Resource Center. So I want to answer the question of why we do that. So last week and this week at Hope, we'll look at a little bit different at our medical personnel participate in sonography training. We currently have 5 well-trained medical professionals that are able to provide limited ultrasounds, with one or more being added to the mix once this training is complete. We take pride in this work and our staff's ability, but why do the training? Spend the money and put in the time. As a leader, I often ask myself, why? I want to always reassure my team and our supporters of the why at Hope. Training is no different. We must ask ourselves, why do we train? What is our motivation? This seems simple enough, right? We train to be better at our skill. We train to be efficient. We train to be knowledgeable. These are all true statements, but I want to go deeper. I want our why to tell the world about Hope and our motives. I want our work to clearly outline our desired goals. This is why Hope is devoting the next couple of weeks to training of our staff. We desire to be the most equipped staff in the medical world. Is this because we simply want to be the best? Is this because we want to win? Is this because we want to puff out our own chest and receive accolades from the world? Accolades, winning, and being prideful is what defines success in our culture. But these desires, when controlling your motivation, can be very dangerous. These desires are inwardly focused. These desires require you to love self over others. This is not the driver of hope. You see, our motivation to stay equipped to be the best and to reach our desired goals is a simple one. Our motivation is the people we see day in and day out. It is the men and women that find their way to hope. It is the young woman facing an untimely or unplanned pregnancy. It is the young man that is facing a crossroads in his life and is in need. This is why we seek to train. This type of motivation is in direct contrast to that of an abortion clinic. These clinics claim to be motivated by women's health and the needs of the people, but their actions prove otherwise. Their deep desire to grow their bank accounts and expand their budget lines off the backs of the most vulnerable clearly illustrates their motives. Motives that are inwardly focused. Hope has been in operation for 19 years. Since day one, we have desired to see this community impacted and served well. This desire is what drives us to excel. We do this out of duty, not out of pride. We excel for our patients, not our bank account or budget. This is made possible by you. We could not meet the needs of this community or achieve the level of training we have scheduled this week without the support of our community partners. Community partners that donate their time, prayer, gifts, and finances. You see, we take pride in our work at Hope, but this pride is not about our growth or our achievements. We take pride in this work because we care deeply about this community. We want to see the best. We want to be the best because our patients deserve the best. We want to be well-equipped because our patients deserve a staff well-equipped. We want to be unselfish because our patients deserve our focus. This isn't a new concept, but it is one I think society neglects from time to time. We have been called to this work. We see hope as an opportunity to stand for those in need. We see hope as an opportunity to see life celebrated and valued. This is why we employ 7 medical professionals, 4 nurses, and 3 nurse practitioners. Our patients deserve this type of care. Our medical staff and nursing volunteers collectively have 153 years of experience in the medical field. We don't tout this number to boast about our greatness. Instead, we tout this number to show that our patients are in great hands when they find their way to Hope. Many pro-life detractors will seek to diminish and deflate the work of clinics like Hope. They desire to see us fold and love to point out our illegitimacy. This line of thought could not be further from the truth. This is why we will keep working, serving, and training. This is why we sought out accreditation and why we hold ourselves to a much higher standard. We are not defined by the abortion lobby or their clinics. We are defined by our level of care and the services we provide, at no cost, mind you, to the patients that walk in our doors. This is what I am proud of, and this is why we will continue to push and raise the bar. Our patients deserve the best care, not because they have money or because they have connections, but because they are a life that has value and they matter to us. That is why we do what we do. That is our motivation. That is why we're offering the training this week and last week. We're offering that, and we're paying for that out of our own pockets because our patients deserve the best. Now, I know that seems odd, and I know that society would say, well, they would deserve your best if they were paying. I mean, if they were paying customers, then yes, customers always right. They deserve your best. You're making money off of them. But it's a little different, a little kind of against the grain to offer all of our services at no cost, but yet go the extra mile. Did you hear the number that I said? 153 years. 153 years of medical experience. That is what you have at Hope Resource Center. Nurses and nurse practitioners that have been in the medical field for a very, very long time. And we don't do that. Again, we don't celebrate that number just to celebrate that number. We talk about that number because there are so many places, abortion clinics around the country that have folks that are offering ultrasounds and doing different type of medical procedures that are not medical professionals. They haven't gone to school for that. They're not nurses. And so they claim to be celebrating women's health, but they're actually lowering the bar in terms of the medical work that is being performed. And at Hope Resource Center, we go the opposite direction for that. Not only do we hire great medical professionals, but we continue to train them and make sure they're up to date on all the things they need to be up to date on. And then from that, we are also going to make sure they're well prepared to have conversations with patients, medical conversations, and any other conversations that may come up. And so I think it's important to note that at Hope Resource Center, we have an amazing team of medical professionals that are loving and serving well every single day. And we hire those folks, and we just hired on another one that will start in June. She's been a volunteer, consistent volunteer at Hope Resource Center for 3 years. And now, starting in June, she will be she'll just be another nurse at Hope Resource Center. So we've added another one that is working hard to serve the men and women of this community. And we don't do things just to do them or get by or to cut corners or anything like that. We are going to set the bar very high to do the work that we do at Hope Resource Center. And I mentioned accreditation. We did that. We sought out accreditation because, again, we want to set the bar high. There was legislation passed last year that was seeking to get abortion clinics to be held to a higher standard. So it was going to make them jump through the proper and necessary hoops, in my opinion, to become accredited, to become licensed. And the abortion clinics have that now in the court system because they're saying it's unfair, it's going to cost a lot of money. That cost is going to have to be made up somewhere. So what we're going to do is going to have to charge the patients more money. Well, do you know that Hope Resource Center did that 2 years ago? Not because the government told us to. Not because, the pro-choice folks told us to. Not because the federal government told us to. We sought out accreditation because we believe we need to hold ourselves to a higher standard. Why do we do that? We hold ourselves to a higher standard because we care deeply about the patients that we serve. So accreditation is very important. And did it cost us money? Yeah. Were there a lot of hoops to jump through? Yes. Was it worth it? Absolutely. Did those costs then have to find their way to our patients and our patients had to pay more money? No, a patient that comes to the Hope Resource Center doesn't pay a dime, ever. And so I think it's important to note when you're looking, regardless if you're pro-choice or pro-life, when you're looking at Hope Resource Center, what you have is an organization that says, we care deeply about the men and women that come in our doors, and we're going to set the bar really, really high. And we're going to make sure that the services that we provide are better and are the best. Why? Because the patient matters, and that is what they deserve, is the best. So that is our motivation, and that is why we train. When we come back, we'll ask the question, why classes? Why do we have parenting classes? And I'll give you the answer here in a sec. And we're back. This is Andrew Wood with Hope Resource Center. So thankful for you listening to us today. Great music selection today. They're good. We are here and we're asking questions this afternoon. So the first question that we asked is why Hope? Why does Hope open its doors every single day? The second question we focused on was what is our motivation or why do we train? Why do we set the bar where we set it and do the work that we do? And now what I want to do is ask the question, and I mainly want to ask this question is because right now as I'm talking, there are parenting classes going on at Hope Resource Center. And so the question is, why do we offer parenting classes? What is the point? Why are we, I thought we were just pro-baby. Why don't we just make sure baby's okay? Why do we offer parenting classes? So many of you are well aware that Hope isn't your typical medical clinic. We celebrate our medical expertise, as I discussed in the last segment, and the services we are able to offer, but this is not all we do. We thankfully are able to serve our patients holistically, mind, body, and spirit. We understand that many of our patients' needs go far beyond the medical realm. This is why we offer parenting classes as they prepare for the arrival of their child. We typically offer 3 class sessions throughout the year, with each session lasting 10 weeks. These classes offer a great opportunity for our experts to discuss safe sleep, nutrition, labor and delivery, finances, and goals. We do not take these sessions lightly. We understand and firmly believe that our pro-life stance must not stop at the exam room. Our stance instead should drive us to stand for these moms and their babies as delivery approaches. Now, I bring this topic up today because this week we will start another session. Today, right now as I'm talking, there is a session going on. This session, however, looks different than any other session Hope has ever offered. This difference is not in strategy or implementation, but in numbers. This current class session is the largest group of patients we have ever served in class as we welcome 23 moms. There are 23 opportunities to stand for a mom, to stand for a baby, to stand for a family, and to love our neighbors. This is an opportunity for moms to rally together with other moms during some very uneasy and anxiety-filled times. These class sessions allow for a support system to be made as our patients from all different walks of life come together to learn and plan for the arrival of their child. These opportunities are truly astounding for our staff and volunteers. This is the pro-life stance at work. This is the doing of the Word and Gospel. Many of our patients are facing some very tumultuous times, and we are fortunate enough to be there and stand with them to assist. Many would argue that the pro-life movement is one of protesting. I've been told many times that I care not about the woman facing an unplanned pregnancy, or I only care about her choice being stripped and abortion clinics being silenced. This could not be further from the truth. Those that make these claims have obviously never visited a place like Hope Resource Center. They have obviously never taken the time to sit and talk with a mom facing an unplanned pregnancy and the needs she may have. I reject the protesting label. We at Hope are unashamedly pro-life, and we are seeking to impact our community by stepping in while others step out. We are there for the mom in need. We are there to pick up the pieces and offer assistance to a woman that was mistreated or taken advantage of by an abortion clinic. We are there to comfort and console moms as they face the reality of their situations. Hope is a medical clinic and so much more. We are blessed with your prayers and support to be able to offer services that truly go above and beyond. We do not simply want to offer the bare minimum. Our goal is to be ready and willing to serve any and every patient that comes to Hope. This current class session illustrates the great need facing our community. It is clear that many are facing unplanned pregnancies and are in need of some type of assistance. We believe this assistance is more than simply telling moms to choose life, and certainly more than, as the abortion clinics would argue, telling moms they cannot possibly achieve their dreams with this untimely baby. We believe assistance requires us to meet our patients where they are. We do this in the exam room, the counseling room, and the classroom. This work isn't about this movement or that movement. This work is about people loving and serving people. It just so happens that this work is intrinsically pro-life. And then we, of course, thank you. We thank you for standing with us and allowing us to do this work at Hope Resource Center. So that is why we have classes. You see, when moms come in and they're facing an unplanned pregnancy, we understand that they have concerns. We understand that they're nervous. We understand they have anxiety. We understand they're worrying and they're looking at the options in front of them. We understand all of that. But when they choose life, we also understand now they have, you know, some of them have 6 months, some of them have 5 months, some of them have 4 months before baby is here. And so what you have there is you have the anxiety and the nervousness that comes with being pregnant, finding out you're pregnant. And then you have the anxiety and nervousness that comes with going, oh my goodness, I'm going to have a baby. What does that look like? What does that mean? How does that happen? And so that's why we offer these classes. We offer these classes so that we can have conversations with these moms, so that they can somewhat be prepared for what the next few months will look like. And through these classes, they also are able to meet with other moms that are facing very similar situations. And then they're also paired up with a mentor. Every one of these patients, 23, if all of them show up, will be paired with a mentor. Someone that is willing to sit down with them and pour into them and love on them and ask them about their dreams and their goals and have conversations with them. And it's such a beautiful picture of the gospel and of loving your neighbor. And so that is what is going on with these parenting classes. Is it easy? No, I mean, it's tough. These classes can be tough. Why? Because these moms are in tough situations. And when Megan came to me and said, hey, we have, you know, over 20 moms that are wanting to take this class. And we're like, we're going to have 20 plus. Where are we going to put them? How are we going to do this? But at no point did we say, no, we're going to tell them no, we'll make it work. So we moved some tables around, moved some chairs around today and got it set up. And we're going to do that every week for 10 weeks. Because we know that these classes have value. And if the patient completes all the classes and completes all the meetings with their mentor, then guess what? We throw a baby shower for them. And I just talked about baby showers earlier. That's what's amazing about this particular class term. Is we have, the last class term we had 10 patients. We threw 10 baby showers. So this one class term, we have doubled that number. Which means, after 10 weeks is up, if all the requirements are met, we're going to throw 23 baby showers. Maybe in one day. We may have to do that in 2 days. But what a great problem to have. An opportunity to love on this community, an opportunity to love on moms that are in, that are going through some tough times and trying to figure out what their future looks like and trying to figure out what, well, now I'm going to be a mom. What does that look like? And so we have the opportunity to do that. And my question is, you know, people like to call the pro-life movement a picketing movement, one that all y'all do is protest and picket and, you know, you just want to cause flack. You just want to, you know, silence abortion clinics. You just want to silence women. You just want to attack their choice. What is the other side doing for the moms that choose life? Are they doing parenting classes? Are they throwing 20 plus baby showers? Are they offering mentoring? Now, understand, we don't do what we do to rub it in anybody's face and say, well, we're doing it and you're not. We do it because we know there's a need. And when people walk into Hope Resource Center, they're going to be loved. And so these parenting classes gives us another opportunity to love on and serve members of this community. Now, some people will say, well, I'm sure they have to be Christian to be in that class. Well, no, I can assure you that's not a requirement. Many of the folks that come through these classes have no desire to be a Christian, and they walk away and they're still not a Christian. Some of them do. Some, you know, Jesus meets some of these folks where they're at and saves them. Our goal is simply to love them. Will there be Jesus conversations? Yep. Will there be tough conversations? Yep. Will there be tears of joy and of sadness and of anger? Probably. But that's the whole point, is love is messy. And so a lot of the patients that come into Hope Resource Center come to Hope Resource Center in a messy situation. And so as believers, as people that are seeking to love others, we have to be prepared to get messy. It's not easy. But man, it's worth it. It is so worth it. So to label the pro-life movement, to label pregnancy centers, to label Hope Resource Center as just a protesting arm of the movement, or a picketing arm of the movement. Well, that's just nonsense. Absolutely nonsense. Just like I said earlier, this is not about that movement or this movement. This is about loving and serving our neighbors. It just so happens, loving and serving your neighbors is intrinsically pro-life. Like, we do that because we celebrate life. Life of baby, life of mom, life of family. We want to see life cherished and celebrated. Help is certainly needed, and we just want to be there to assist. So that's why we have these classes. And really, that answers all the questions. That's why I hope. That's why we open our doors. That's why, and is what motivates us. That's why we train. And that's why we have classes, is because it's not just about the exam room. The exam room with an ultrasound is very important, and it's key to the work that we do in celebrating life. But it doesn't end there. And thank you for standing with us and allowing us to do all of that, not just the medical side, or not just the resource side, or not just the educational side, but because you stand with us, because you pray, and because you give, and because you support Hope Resource Center, we're able to do all of that. Medical, resource, and educational side. We're able to do every one of those things because you help that make that happen. And so we're certainly grateful to stand with you as we serve the men and women of this community. When we come back, we're going to ask the question, why have a banquet? Why do you fundraise? And I'm prepared to give you that answer in just a second.
You're a good, good father.
And we're back. Andrew Wood, Executive Director of Hope Resource Center. Again, thank you for joining us today. Hopefully today what you had is you've kind of learned why we do what we do at Hope Resource Center, why we do the medical side, why we train, why we open our doors, why we offer classes, why we throw the baby showers, why do we do all of those things. And it's because we care deeply about the men and women of this community, and so we serve them holistically, mind, body, and in spirit, and we're happy to do that, but we couldn't do that without you. So that is where this next question comes in. Why do we have a banquet? Why do we fundraise? Why do we have a golf tournament? Why do we do the year-end campaign? Why do we have the car show in the summer? Why do we do all of these things? Fundraising is not the end goal or the end game for Hope Resource Center. It's simply a means to get to the end goal. So it's a means, it's a vehicle used to continue the work that we do at Hope Resource Center. And so on April 28th, we're having a banquet. We're having our spring banquet, April 28th, the Foundry on the Fair site. Excuse me. The dinner will be served at 6:30. Doors will open at 6. Foundry on the Fair site, April 28th. We would love to see you there. You can sign up online. You just go to our website and then investinghope.com, click on events, and then you can click on the A Life Worth Saving. That is the theme for the event coming up. But we're doing that because we have to fundraise. We are solely funded through individuals, businesses, and churches. We don't get any state money. We don't get any federal money. We're one of the largest pro-life clinics like us in the Southeast, and really would put us on par with about any pregnancy center in the country. And so we do have to fundraise. We have to raise money in order to do the work that we do. Every single year, services that we provide cost roughly $560,000. Okay, that's services. That's just services. We're not counting the other things, but just services alone, around $560,000 every year at Hope Resource Center. So again, those are services that the patient doesn't pay for and will never pay for, and services that we have to pay for. So that is why we fundraise. And it's a great opportunity for you to literally buy in to what's going on at Hope Resource Center. I'm not sitting here saying, hey, help us keep the lights on, help us keep the electricity on or the heat and air on. What I'm asking you to do is be a part of something amazing. God is working through Hope Resource Center and has since 1997. As I said earlier, we've seen over 20,000 patients since 1997. And so I simply want you to be a part of that. And so you can do that through fun, by giving. You can do that by giving of your time, by giving of your money, by giving of your prayers. Just join us in this work. I understand that, some people are like, well, I would love to volunteer, but I have a full-time job. I have kids. I have a family. I just don't have the opportunity. I don't have the time to volunteer. I would love to do things at Hope Resource Center, but I don't have the time. Or maybe you're sitting there going, look, I'm just not gifted in, you know, I'm gifted at certain things, but, you know, going and volunteering is not one of those. But God has blessed me with my finances, and I have some money, and I would love to donate money. Or maybe you're thinking, I don't have a ton of money, but I want to be a good steward of my money, and I know that you're not generous unless you're generous. And you know, people are always like, well, when I win the lottery, I will donate money. Well, if you're not donating money, if you're not giving tithe, if you're not a generous person when you're poor, you're not going to be a generous person when you're wealthy. And so maybe you're sitting there and you're like, you know, I'm just going to start. I'll give $5 a year. I'll give $5 a month, whatever that looks like. You can go to investinghope.com, click on donate, and join us. Maybe you're like, look, I just don't feel called to give money to Hope Resource Center. But man, I'd love to pray, and I would love to join you in prayer. Well, then join us in prayer. I'm not going to be angry at you because you don't feel called to donate. Maybe you're donating to a lot of different charities. Maybe you're donating to a lot of nonprofits. Maybe just the funds aren't there. Maybe you're donating to your teenager's belly because they eat a lot and you just don't have the funds. That's okay. All I would say is look for a way to get involved. So if that's volunteering, if that's giving him your money, if that's praying, whatever that looks like, we would ask that you join us. But what I want you to know, when you give money to Hope Resource Center, your dollars are directly impacting the lives of the people in this community. Directly impacting them. Because those dollars are allowing us to buy pregnancy tests. Those dollars are allowing us to buy the proper STD testing and the treatment that we need. And those dollars are allowing us to offer the ultrasounds and have 3 ultrasound machines in our building. Those dollars are allowing us to have a nice facility for the patients that are coming in. Those dollars are allowing us to have these parenting classes. And to be able to say we're doubling the amount of people that we are going to have classes or that's going to be in our class. We're doubling that amount. And to be able to look at them and go, yeah, that's okay. Come on in. We're okay with that. We're okay with that. Why? Because you have given and we appreciate it. And so because of all of that, that is why we fundraise and do the things that we do, because it allows us to continue the work of Hope Resource Center. It allows us to continue the work that we believe we've been called to do. And so I would ask that you would join us. Maybe you, April 28th, you're like, well, that's a busy day. I can't do April 28th. Well, then you can donate online. Or maybe you say, well, I really like golf. Well, we have a golf tournament in the fall that'll be coming up, and that'll be a great opportunity. So maybe you just want to play golf. You want to donate some money and play some golf with us. Then by all means, do that. Maybe you're really into cars and you have a classic car or a muscle car or something like that. Well, there's a car show coming up June 4th. You can be in that. So many opportunities to join us at Hope Resource Center. But please know, we take extra care of being good stewards of the funds that God has provided us with. So we are very thankful for the churches, individuals, and businesses that are giving to Hope Resource Center. And we are well aware that we could not do the work that we do without your support. So we thank you for that. If you want to join us at the banquet, April 28th, Foundry on the Fair site, investinghope.com, click on the events tab and sign up. We would love to see you. I'd love to meet you there, April 28th, Foundry on the Fair site. We will be back next week. Thanks for listening.
Lift your head, weary sinner. The river's just ahead. Down the path of forgiveness, salvation's waiting.